From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Missouri's Republican-controlled legislature has already powered through many GOP priorities as lawmakers approach a Friday deadline to pass bills. Legislative leaders said that means the final days of session will be spent tackling what could be some of the most contested legislation of the session, so-called right to work and voter photo identification requirements. Lawmakers have already passed a $26 billion budget plan, a proposed fix for the state's student transfer law, limits on damage awards in medical malpractice cases, and measures to curtail the state's social programs. And a bill aimed at helping the state's agricultural industry was signed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon last month. A new $35 million headquarters for the State Historical Society of Missouri is included in a bill awaiting Governor Jay Nixon's signature. The Columbia, Missourian reports that preliminary plans call for the Historical Society to be moved out of the University of Missouri's Ellis Library and into a building in downtown Columbia. Funding for the project is part of a bill that includes $376.7 million for capital improvement projects around the state. Doug Cruz is a permanent trustee and former president of the State Historical Society. He says it's really exciting and wonderful that the state sees the project as a priority. Mary Ellen Lohman of the State's Historical Society said there would be an independent fundraising to supplement state funding. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the effort is called the Missouri Pollinator Conservancy Program. It urges beekeepers to register their hives online. After registering, they can buy bright yellow bee check flags that are used to alert others to the presence of hives. The program is offering 200 free fiberglass flagpoles, which can be picked up at the Delta Research Center in Portageville or the Maine Extension Office in Columbia. The goal of the extension program is to encourage stronger communication between the agriculture and apiary communities to minimize the risk presented by pesticide drift. That's when chemicals stray from their intended target areas, often because of strong winds. Missouri's Governor Jay Nixon has signed a $26 billion operating budget for next fiscal year that had been passed by the legislature. Nixon on Friday touted the budget's $84 million increase in basic aid for public K-12 school districts. The bill that takes effect July 1st also includes a $12 million increase in performance-based funding for public colleges and universities. The Democratic governor said he was disappointed that the Republican-led legislature cut about $90 million in funding for various social services and public welfare programs. Missouri Senate Majority Leader Ron Richards says he plans to bring up right-to-work and voter photo identification measures as the legislature heads into the final week. Richards said Friday the two contentious bills will be among his top priorities as lawmakers work towards a May 15th deadline to pass bills. He outlined his priorities while also accusing Democratic senators of trying to slow things down during a rare Friday session in which no votes were taken. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.